It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on two important things you don't know about the fire annexation. First, you don't know how much you are and will be paying for fire protection before and after the annexation. Second, you don't know your exposure to firefighter pension liability before and after the annexation. Shouldn't you know the answers to both of these questions? Shouldn't the three city council members who voted for the annexation have made sure you were fully informed of the consequences for your pocketbook before approving this deal? You are entitled to some answers, and at the end, I will suggest how you can get them. I have made the point repeatedly in front of the city council and on previous shows that the Sausalito property taxpayers were not represented in the annexation negotiation. My proof is that if they had been, then the information would be available on the taxpayers' cost and pension exposure before and after the annexation. The city of Sausalito recently initiated the process to annex the Sausalito Fire Department into the Southern Marin Fire District. The city and the fire district have been negotiating this annexation for months, even years, and have each engaged consultants, actuaries, and attorneys to represent their respective interests. The city has a good idea of its budget and its exposure to pension fund liability before and after the annexation. The district appears to be in the same situation. But the ultimate payers for all of this, the property taxpayers, have no idea of the impact of the annexation on their budgets and on their firefighter pension exposure. By my rough calculations, and I will readily state that I am no actuary, I think Sausalito property taxpayers, and indirectly renters, will be paying 8% more for pension costs for the firefighters, and the pension liability exposure will increase by at least $500,000, and possibly much more. But why should I be guessing at these figures? The city and the district have both had actuarial consultants project their respective before and after pension exposures. Aren't we entitled to the same thing? I have been repeatedly accused of being against the annexation. I am not necessarily, but I want to know how the annexation is going to affect me and my wallet before I pass judgment. At the recent annexation workshop, I asked for this information and did not get it. After the event, Chief Irving approached me and asked me what I wanted. Jim is a good guy and has a good handle on this annexation. My answer to him is show me the numbers for the taxpayers' cost and the pension exposures before and after the annexation. It's that simple. A few days after the workshop, I received a call from another attendee, a very bright woman. She said she did not understand my point that the taxpayers had not been represented. After several attempts to explain my issue, I finally said to her, "Do you have any idea what your personal exposure is to fire protection costs and pension liability before and after the annexation?" There was a brief silence, and then she responded, "I get it. Now I get it." She did not know the answers to my questions, and she realized that neither the city nor the district had made any effort to explain her exposure to her. While I was before the city council making the argument that the taxpayers had not been represented, one of the city council members who voted for the annexation told me the Sausalito property taxpayers would not be assuming any unfunded pension liability of the district. He could not have been more wrong. We property taxpayers will be assuming a $3.7 million unfunded liability resulting from the annexation. This actually may be a fair result, but I sure would feel more comfortable if the City Council supporters of the annexation knew of this exposure before they voted. At the subsequent workshop, I was advised that my question to the City Council member regarding the $3.7 million unfunded liability was not fair because it was a district, not a city, liability. This response just illustrates my point that the three City Council members who voted for the annexation were strictly considering the city's budget and the city's pension liability exposure, and did not consider what exposure we taxpayers would be assuming as we joined the district. I could go on. Both the city and the district are negatively amortizing their respective pension fund losses from the 2008 period. Negative amortization means the loss amount is actually going to grow over the next 15 years or so before it begins to decrease. Will we taxpayers be paying for the firefighter component of this negative amortization on both the city side and the district side? Again, I don't know the answer for sure, but I think the answer is yes. We are entitled to know for sure because we are not talking about small sums. Now, what can you do? Call, talk, or email your City Council member and ask to see the numbers for the taxpayers before and after the annexation. You don't need to be opposed to the annexation, but you are entitled to see how it will affect your pocketbook and to know your exposure to pension liability. Do it now. Time's a-wastin'. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.